This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we should remain steadfast, even if we don't have the support of those closest to us. Recently, we've been honoring graduates and talking a lot about being on a new path. And sometimes when we start something new, we don't always have the support of those closest to us. This was surely the case for Jesus when it came to him and his brothers. Now, while Jesus' mother Mary knew his real identity and true purpose here on earth, his brothers didn't believe he was the Messiah until after his resurrection. Not only did they not believe in him, they taunted him and made fun of him. They would mock him by saying things such as, "If you can do such wonderful things, then go and prove it to the world." Jesus teaches us two key things about how to respond in a situation like this. First, he ignored their criticism and sarcasm. He did not allow their disbelief to stop him from fulfilling his purpose. Second, and most importantly, he showed appreciation and respect to those who did support his efforts. So do you have someone close to you who is not supporting you the way you'd like to be supported? If so, love them anyway, as Jesus loved his brothers, and also be sure to love those who are supporting you and to show them your appreciation. And as you do that, remember these words: "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Galatians 6:9. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remain steadfast even if those closest to you don't believe.